wir haben nicht die mathematisch, so rasch ist es, mathematisch, so little thing of mathematisch means, when it strikes with the hammer, but rasch it strikes with the hammer and what? So rasch it says, gambugi of the horse, in which you ask, if the patient be as ever in a cellar, the acha shahot at the ever in a cellar, Magdu Prok Sas, the Magdu Kaddish Magdu Dilo, means Tarekes, Teles, Gizel, Mamu Locha Shochitzi Eden, Vichol Agibra, Vishabos, Mileche, Mloche, Tilis Magdu Kaddish. So Rashi applies Magdu Kaddish to one who tries to remove a stone from the mount, so he keeps on knocking. And when the stone is practically detached from the mountain, but it's still a little attached, so then he makes the final bang, and then the stone falls out from the mountain. So that involves the chiyuv of makkah. So Teisus is chiyuv, for Teisus is chiyuv. Just in respect to the meaning of Magdi Kaddish. But I don't think the thesis is really from Rashi. We didn't, otherwise thesis will be masking with Rashi, that when one makes the final bend on the stone, whereby the stone becomes completely removed from the mountain, it will be higher, even though Magdi Kaddish applies only to something tosh, not something mechuber. But here, as a result of this loche, so it becomes tosh. So it's like Gimakele. So that's also the finishing touch. But Teisa says, Makir Kadish, Shemipetin Beyes Hasela, Leacha Shachot. The Inyamari, the Mishkol, they have a Beyesan at all, the Mishnah mentions. So the Mishnah mentions something, the way it existed in the Mishnah. This did not even exist in the Mishnah. The didn't use Avonim, you know, from the mountain of the Mishkan. The Mishnah had it been Avonim. The Mishokit, Tamek, Mamloche, the Kelim, Mish Rabbeinu used stones when he had to inscribe the second Ruches, so he used stones from the mountain. But that was not Mishkan, that's what Mishra Abinu himself did. They nearly lived when Mishkan the Habibin and Agoni. The Rishodak Tamed Mount Yochad Kaili, the Habib Mishkan, the Nokat Makri Patish, the Eden. Do we have a Mishkan? And the nearly lived the High Makri Patish, High Makush Achre, Shemakel Akri Vishas Mount Yochad. In other words, the Smith, when he saw some striking with the hammer on the enemy. So then there is when a certain weight is practically completed, but there is a finishing touch. And then the less strike can be the hammer upon the enemy. That is the finishing touch upon a plate, the metal plate. So that's not the touch. Where he gets the strike and the bend and the plate. Shemakala finish as mama. Alright, now, some satis. But there is no practical akamina between Rashi and Teisa. Just the machleke says to the meaning of the satis. So, help makyopatisha. Matzo. The makyopatish the matzo. Satish is the hell. Matzo, I think, is called in English A-D-Z-E.
Yes.
A-D-Z-E, an ed. That's a big hammer. It's the same thing. Hamake di pati should be matzo. Hakideach kol shiruchai. If somebody bores a hole in something, kol shiruchai in a small hole, so it's high. Zeakal. Koloisim locho mlachti miskayebez vishabez chai. Now I once mentioned it weeks ago that it can be explained in two ways. There are no punctuation marks. in the Mishnah, the Gemara. That's why, you see, somebody once suggested that the Gemara should be translated to pure Hebrew. Because I know it's an absurd idea. It's an absurd idea. I wouldn't come every point of view, it's absurd. But how can you translate? All right, you have Shantino, so you have not in Shantino, there are many, many, many mistakes in Shantino. But at least, I mean, to accommodate those who wouldn't be able to learn, so it's important to have a translation. But everyone should keep in his mind that the Shantino is not an accurate translation. There are many, many big mistakes in Shantino. I don't want to point them out, but there are many, many mistakes in Shantino. So, and one of the reasons as to why it's hard to translate the Gemara, because sometimes we don't even know what the pshat in the Mishnah Gemara. For example, here. So, if we were to punctuate the Mishnah, so then we could punctuate this memory in the Mishnah, this sentence in the Mishnah in 2 weeks. Zaka. One way would be Zaka. Kaloisim loch. Come, from Lachte Miskayemes, come, Bishabes Chayim. So then it would mean, Kolaisim Locha, Bishabes Chayim, provided that the work has less than the work. That's one way of punctuating. The other way of punctuating it would be, Kolaisim Locha, come, Lachte Miskayemes, Bishabes Chayim. In other words, the first way, so the kama, the second kama is put after his kayemes. So that, then it means koloris in loch of the Shabbos time. And the second way of punctuating would mean that koloris in loch of melachtim is kayemes, the Shabbos kama chay. Now, how does Rashi say? Koloris in loch of Nun bracht mich kein Mensch, ich muss kein Mensch, 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 kein that the Shabbos modifies the Isim Locha. Our Isim Locha, the Shabbos, Chayim, provided the Locha that he does is Miskayemes. Doesn't mean Miskayemes is less for the duration of Shabbos. It has to be less than for good, not just for the duration of Shabbos. But if you are to put the comment, this is not the biggest. The first kama certainly has to be put after melacha, and then the second kama you put melachtem miskayemes b'shabes kama chayet. So then it means that as long as it lasts for the duration of Shabbos, even though someday you'll have to do it again. So it's a lecha. Did not do that. It's not there. Trivial significance, do not believe it. And the Shnei Siyor and Shabbos, so from whom it appears that he put the comment, after the Shabbos, not after the Shabbos. Rashi is explicit that the comment is to be put after the Shabbos, not after the Shabbos. So this is the big idea. In other words, if we say that the Kama has to be put after Miskayemes, so then it doesn't mean Melachta Miskayemes be Shabbos. It rests for the duration of Shabbos. No, it has to rest for the duration of Shabbos, and the duration of Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday. It has to rest for good. Who doesn't mean eternity? That's it. It's impossible, but I mean what people coalesce. But suppose now is so as long as it's less than for Shabbos, even though it doesn't last for extra Shabbos, so you can be higher for Matthew Tanish. Now, I mentioned that the higher Adam says that when one winds a watch with stop, so it involves the needs of the rights. Is there a wish of an old family in the Yom HaShabbos day? It's in a Shimon Press. We either we mention the Chochmah Sodom, he mentions on the contrary, the coming year is, so he goes so fast, and the other pole of the Chochmah Sodom, of the higher of the Mishnah Sodom, according to the higher of the Mishnah Sodom, so if somebody wants a watch that starts, that already starts, it involves in the offer of market parties, the rice, it's in the offer of the rice, and the call is from the race, it's literally in the other. According to Hayodon, if you want a big watch that stops, so it involves a lot of the rice, and if you want a watch that didn't stop as yet, but as a result of your winding, sort of like this, it will be going for 12 hours. But if you wind it, and you wind it, let's say, so it should stop, let's say now it's 11 o'clock shots. So it should stop at 12 o'clock if you wouldn't wind it. But if you wind it, so then it will stop, let's say, 12 minutes. So then we talk about the Rabban according to the high order. But the Kamiri says that it's mutually done. Even if but why they watch the stuff. No, this is not this one. Oh yeah. Mentioned on the press, Charlie Chubby. Yeah. Because of the coming year is Hilik Beis, Simon Kupfer Beis, Shimon on the press in the Charlie Chubby. Shall Daiti Muta Lucia Shall Shalas, Shall be Zegala, Zegala, that's righteous. The Shabbos, the Odification part. To set up the support, you know, a cup consists of parts to thrust one part into the other, so it should, this certainly should be, that's what he says. Why we should have Yahweh seen in Maleb, we also know it. So, we should have Yahweh agrees with him, but still, he shouldn't do it. It's a meaning to us. The chain kosan with the pandemies, she had a hati rakal the akum with chile in Yersha the akum, which the hata is right. So the pandemies, he says, it's mutter, so that's only on a theoretical level. But on a practical level, we should not do it except for the amir in Ochri or for chile. Don't even do the chile, she is a host of a child. It means even a chile. Shame is upon it, but you have to know the time. The medicine at the hour, so you have to. So then it's not. So in other words, he believes that it's mutant, but we shouldn't do it, except in case of urgency. The Nirech. Alright, anyway, but there are a number of Achrei who. In a degree, the Pandirates, let's say the Chayodon, the Yonkos, and the Rokhid Reis, but most are having more of it, so you don't need to know what the Rokhid but he talks on the Rabban. He talks on the Rabban. If we say that a watch that stopped, he talks on the Rabban, then we should follow that a watch that is still going, and you wind it in order to postpone the stopping for another, let's say, 13 hours, but like this, without the winding, it would stop. How often do you have to wind the watch? Was it 12 hours? Or every 24 hours? I don't know. quite any better. So then you could say that it's Mita. And many Achaim say that it's Mita. The Bechaim was also an idea. A one watch that is still going, not a watch that stopped, but a watch that is still going. He said it's mentioned that the Bechaim himself quietly held that it's Mita Rima and Shabbos, the one the watch that is still going. But on Shabbos he didn't do it, but on Yom Tov he did it. I mean, I don't understand it, why is it different? But he held that it's Mita and Shabbos also, the one the watch that is still going. But he himself on Shabbos didn't do it, and on Yom Tov he did it, and not after the end of the day, even on the tradition is, why do exactly, I don't understand.
Only
just
to have it. You have to buy a lot of Shabbos to skill and everything.
All right. It doesn't pay to interrupt the time to discuss why he did that. But it's mentioned in the room of the Bechaim that he had it. Anyway, many Achaim, maybe I shouldn't say this Achaim because doing research, but my impression is that many Achaim passed, that the watch that stopped is also, even in case of urgency, or a failure. But the watch that is still going is Mutar Lechatzon. Why? Because if we say that even the watch that stopped only involves in Yochai de Rabbanon, so in the case where you want the watch that has not stopped this yet and they will still be going without the money for another hour. But as a result of the winding, so you postpone. You postpone the stop. Like this, it will stop without the winding. It will stop at the end of an hour. And with the winding, it will stop at the end of 13 hours. So then it's gone. Then it's gone. Because the tikkun is not immediate. If you wind the watch that already stopped, so it doesn't tell you to. Not the Tatish means that if you endowed it, that the Kilev is functioning potential. It's so. Rambam says the third thing consists of Gilev and so. So in other words, a toy watch, the children has the Gilev of the watch, but it doesn't have the children of the watch. In other words, the Mishnayos and Kilev, we talk of Gilev the Matres and Pshutit the Matres. Pshutit the Matres means like a knife. So it's recovered from it, even though it has no kid. What Gilmi the Matres means a piece of metal, a crude piece of metal that was not yet shaped into knife. In other words, just sharpened. So it's called Gilmi the Matres. It's without the tzura. The tzura is that thing that enables a person or an object to function in its proper way. So a toy watch is a gilui of the watch without the tzura. But and the watch that stopped is also a gilui. It has no tzura. It doesn't have any function or potential. When you wind it, so you endow it with function potential. So actually, what is Makri Katish? Makri Katish is in endowing the gilui with function potential. So let's say, if you have a new jacket, and then the sleeves, there are stitches in the sleeve, you can't use it. What's the purpose? What's the function potential of the jacket? To wear it. But if there are stitches in the sleeves, you can't pull it out. So maybe it doesn't have function potential. And then you tear out the stitches, so there's the finishing touch. Or the finishing touch in the sense that is that final act that endows the jacket with functional attention. The moment you tear out the stitches, you are able to put it on. So that's some melee. What is the Shiloh in Afriki in the coming years? And Hayoban says that winding the watch that starts is not, is a rock of the last. And Tanya says, it's not Loch Hashem, he is disposed of the view, because it is involved in Loch Rabbanita, but the other Achayim stay with the Rabbanita. So what's the Machlaikis between the Tosfim who say it's only involved in Loch Rabbanita, and the Chayodim who says that it's involved in Loch Rabbanita? I think it's told in the two Pshotim, in the Mishnah, whether we put the Kamech Echa Mishkayemes, or we put the Kameh Efer Shabbos. If we say Kamehisim Loche Kameh Umlachte Mishkayemes B'Shabbos Chaye, and here the Mishnah is dealing with Makel Patrick. It doesn't deal with other blocks, with Makel Patrick. So Mele then means that as long as it lasts for the duration of Shabbos, even though after Shabbos you'll have to do it again, it's not a finishing touch that you do once, finish. So it's an act that you do it today, and then tomorrow you have to do it again, the day after tomorrow you have to do it again, the day after tomorrow, after that day you have to do it again. But it has a effect for the duration of Shabbos. So maybe you have to make it. So then, apparently, the Halodah Mishite is based upon the premise that the Kama has to be put after the Shabbos. But the Shita of the Tamir is failing to say that it was not involved in the Lord. No, not at all, not at all, not like it. They will have to say that the Kama has to be placed after the Shabbos. Always in the Lord of Kama, we lost in the Shabbos. Not in the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, less than the fact. But if you have to do it every day, again and again, so that's not a finishing touch. That's not Mandalacha. Mandalacha is a finishing touch, an act that you do once, finish. So I've been finished, never, even 50 years later, you should have to do it already. So sometimes it breaks, and you have to do it again, but it's not something that ordinarily you have to do every day. So mainly here you wind the watch that stopped, so you do it, you wind it once, it's not finished. Tomorrow you have to wind it again. And the day after tomorrow you have to wind it again. And the day after the day after tomorrow you have to wind it again. So mainly there is no milah ha'daras. And that's right. But seeing some male is not the only rocket abon. In the case where you wind the watch that stopped, and if you wind the watch that is still going, so then it's a golden rocket abon. If you say like the Halodan that a watch that stopped is a rocket abon, so a watch that is still going is a golden rocket abon, because the tickling is later. It's not immediate at the time of the night. But if we say, like the Amiris and the other person, that even a watch is stopped at the Rosh Hashanah, so then when you wind the watch that is still going, and the tickling is later, so that it shouldn't stop an hour later, like this, it would stop an hour later. So that means that the effect of your mindset, it's an hour later, not now. That's why it's always going anyway. Whether you want it or you don't want it. So it's a common lock it up. Now, the more I say this in Kiri Kaziri, and the boat is a Shusayot. So you're not allowed to to spill unclean water from the bowl to drink because we are lazy. We are shall you offer in the comments. But suppose you spill the water on the floor of the bowl, of the cup. And then at the end of the floor there is a hole in the kettle. And then so you spill it here, and then the water glides for a few minutes until it reaches that cavity, then it runs down. It drips down into the earth. That's nipple. Because since you don't spill it directly into the compass, you spill it on the floor of the shayot. And then 5 minutes later, it will drip down through the hole, through the cavity, into the yam, so it's gone. So, Gromme, Keche, Mikamos, Ribas. So that means that Gromme is also Gabor, even though the Gemara says, that the Mishnah says, if there is a lake in the house, no Gabor. So then, of course, you're not allowed to extinguish the fire. But you are allowed to set up the Keferes so that when the fire reaches the Keferes, the fire will be put, will be extinguished. Why? There, because that's God. If you pour water on the fire, so then it will be revived. If you just set up the Keferes so that when the fire reaches the Keferes, it will be put out and extinguished. So the effect is later not when you set up the fire. So there it comes. And the Torah says, it's has to come to the house, a seal your cell comes short. So the Mordechai, how Christian says, that means there is no law of the right side of the home. But it's only coming to your cell. There are many new laws that are only caught in our home. It's just only the one. But since it's a great game, it's a lovely. The whole house can burn down. So the Chachamim were matter on. So Gromme is also the Rabbanim Lachad Raisi. But Gromme is Lachad Rabbanim is Lachad Raisi. Even Shalom. Let's ignore a king of the Talmud's leaders. So the reason is why so many poskim are matter to wind the watch that is still functioning. They're functioning because even to wind the watch that stopped involves a locher, so a watch that is still functioning, so it's a Gromme in the locher. So Kirche the counter is illegal. But if we say like the Chayodo, that to wind the watch that stopped involved not in the Isaiah, and there is no hotel in the Rabbon to wind the watch that is still functioning, yes.
So what do we need to deduce that to Malachat Rabbonim if it's not by Kayom for only the duration of Shabbos and for the whole long period of time? We are going to die.
No. If we put a punctuation mark after the Shabbos, after Mishkayemes, so that means in order to come back to the Kaddish with the Raisa, it has to be Mishkayemes for good. And here it's not Mishkayemes for good because the next day you'll have to wind it again. So it's only Maki the Kaddish with the Rabbon, and Maki the Rabbon. And clearly if the watch is still moving, so then it's a Grom and Maki the Rabbon. And there's been no Kaddish with the Kaddish with the Rabbon. There's been no. It's not only Kaddish with the Kaddish. Kaddish means Grom. The soil of the mind, the zrike of the mind, not the dying, what are we going? You are there, you spill the water here, then it rides, 5 minutes later, it will drip down into the earth. So it's gone. It's the soil of the earth, it's not the countless of the gone. So that is muta. So what does it mean? Not only here. In general, gone in the rabbon is muta. Yes? Yes.
The
rhythm is
that
they
have
to
see
it
like
the rat when the universal practice is to do the Zevon Hazer, the Chaim Shamayim, when the universal practice is to do it on promise. And this is what Tamiza wrote, I mean, Chiesa said this, I saw that, Zephyr's final, that assuming that it is from heaven, you turn on the electric light, first of all, he said it's not from, because it's immediate. And it cannot, the interval cannot even be perceived with the senses. But assuming that it is from heaven, so just as the laser says, that the time of mind is like all the modern machines, you know. So he's in the logic of the Lord, he says it's in the logic of the Lord, because he's gone there. Maybe the same, you know, in your time, seriously, But many other Rochai, it's not higher. But the Mesa says, in any Rochai it's like this. It's not in those apostles just in the and I'm familiar with that. Of all of the things that they are, you know, it says, the city of opening the door when there is a fire on in the kitchen. So then the wind will escalate the fire. So the Torah says, so I'm afraid to some way. So one of the Torah says, they say a problem in the ground. Lie to our fire. So the Torah is my asking, if it's a Russian material, so it's a situation. So what's the time of the Mandola? Who is matter? And if it's a Russian material, so there is no situation. What's the time of the fire? You know what I say? Lay on the Ruach Mitzvah. By all roots, birds of Ruach Shem, Ruach Mitzvah, lay on the Ruach Mitzvah. Ruach Mitzvah, there is no situation. Ruach Shem is in the Holy. So then there is a situation. But birds of Ruach Mitzvah, the Ruach Shem Mitzvah. So the question is, why don't the more say, he made the Ruach Shem Mitzvah or some situation, but he's gone there. After all, he doesn't. He doesn't flare out the fire, the wind does it. He only activates the wind. By opening the door, he activates the wind. So it's gone. So the commandment says, because they have a rapid lighting, since he does people to flare out the fire, there's a way to examine it. Today people don't do it because they have other ways, you know, of flaring up the fire. But in the old days, that was the universal way of escalating the fire. By opening up the door so that the wind will escalate the fire. So it's not sure this or something. So that's the point. That's the universal practice, you know, of turning on light. How do you do it any other way? There is no other way. So, and he was saying that this kind of problem comes to the nation, according to the Abin Hananel, is in what is in the rising. Machine can set him up to harness in order that when the fire comes in contact with the harness, that's not the universe. How does one extinguish fire? How does a fireman extinguish fire? They set up the harness. No one set up the harness. They spill water. So maybe we can tell you. But anyway, yes?
Why isn't there something in this is Rabbana, according to Toshiba, said there will be for more than Shabbos? Well, it is.
Why do you care? Shabbos, I'm more than Rabbana. So, there are certain prerequisites from Rabbana. It's still there. I mean, it's also that. I mean, that's too all over and all over at Shabbos. Why is that?
I'm asking because it's not here, so I think maybe it's better than
no, the same thing is true of Chassidic book. If somebody writes, you know, the chayim or this and that, so it's what? There the Mishayemes is not the same Mishayemes in Makrikati, but in the Rabbanim Sosa, to write things here is in chayim on the beach, you know. So we have faith. So many things were made. I say there is a certain prerequisite, but the Rabbanon even without that condition. So it's us.
They don't say self-favorish
anywhere. What is that?
They don't say self-favorish anywhere that we have this same Rabbanon by Michael Papers. I see what's written in the Gemara.
Not because in the subject, in Kiyor, so the Gemara mentions many sort of Rabbanon, Michael Papers, or Billion, so we see they are the Rabbanis of Machir Kaddish. And of course there are other Rabbanis of Machir Kaddish also. You have you're not allowed to take off Kunsumaisas and Kaddish, right? Because the Rabbanis need to keep even though it's like there is no physical thing, there is illegal. So even that is also Rabbanis. So there are all kinds of the Rabbanis of Machir Kaddish. Right. Now, so, according to Shnitzilio, on Shabbos, so you look up the Mishnayos, certain Mishnayos, certain Shnitzilio. The Shnitzilio runs from certain Mishnayos, the Shnitzilio on Shabbos, so, but there is the Shnitzilio on Shabbos also, so, and the Mishnayos of Shabbos. I think that the Shnitzilio on Shabbos, Shabbos explains it not like Rashi, not in other words, Kawais and Rocho and Rafa is Hayel and the Shabbos. So that would be like Hayel. Of Shingam Yilin, of Amakibi Kun, it's like Sabi, we have to work on Hayel, and we should work on the Sakin Yilin. Now, we discussed this of Shingam Yilin. Weeks ago. Makin Kun, the Sabi, the work of Hayel, the Sabi. Now, let's see the whole Rashi. Habim Shabbat Ruach Kamin Nisan Shema Beyeser and Sakhnat and Hanoki Kim Kim Shabbalachi and Kim Shabbalachi Ruach Ritzim Ritzim Ruach Hashem Hamakri Pati Gam Hugo Mishnuach and Ruach Kish and Kim Beyeser and Nasser Lach Hashpotzer Zeb and Shobi and Mav and Mav and Tzaz and Makri Pati Shema Kideo and Mishparekes and Mishperes and Mavroch and Shabbitzer and Chaladir Bishab is Ruach Hatil and Snapi Pati Shi Matter of food, my corn is gone, we shall bow well, we shall bow well. The Akidea, he goes home, make a big tear in the case of Koshua Kuiko, and Sakis, my party, and Matter of Akidea. Koreis and Lothlach, television, he's kind of crazy, and Macy Boel. So not the Macy Boel, ACIA, the Macy Boel. In general, for good. But, so, he's a Bishavis. So, the Eisen modifies Eisen Rosh. The Shabbos Eisen Rosh. Our Sadna on the end there. Kunis, the Pnei Shikun Sakin Rosh. The Avokishin Makara Pule Ola Sadn. Ugmol Nforesh Man Yisakin. Alright. Koshu. Habeine Kama Yidne Vyachaye. Habeine Koshu. So, it has to accomplish something. So, what is Beine Nashu? What is accomplished? In my Haji, Omar and Yamir Shech, and only a Kaifir Rumo, lots me about to take so in other words, poor man, he has to store and to keep his money that he collects, so he will be Kaifir Rumo in the Karake, and he'll keep it there. You have to remember that. That is not at the Torah and even is not Chazal, so people did not live in apartments like we have today. Here, I mean, in this kind of apartment, so the biggest thing will not be legally rumored to keep his pennies there. First of all, today we don't have Chameen, so it's like the summer to paupers. Who don't work were unemployed now on relief, so sometimes you get more than some of the pain in certain years. So anyway, so that's not Shaya. But, and even if you put the Shaya, who are in Mamish, has pennies to preserve, so then he will not dig a hole away, a cavity in the floor. That's ridiculous. But, the old days, So the floors were not these kind of floors, the floors of carpet. So then that was the most convenient way, you know, of picking, instead of opening up the safe deposit box in the bank, to dig a little hole in the carpet, in the floor of his bedroom, and there he kept his balance. It was a good way. So they could tell the purpose. Shachinon echid v'gumor asir v'teisach, v'chavos gam mishkan shachin teif v'yiris, chayt v'gumor atzniya v'machteh. Ratzniya v'machteh. So the Mishnah told the Mishnah to have a mean way to preserve the pennies, but the teif v'yiris is to chayt v'gumor atzniya v'machteh v'yiris. Why am I not? That is not existing in the Mishnah. Because if you put needles in the karta, in the human karta, so it will become moldy, so in short time, rusted, become moldy or rusted, so maybe they wouldn't do it. So that would not exist in the mission. Elo Shachin, only he said, put a kiroktano, mishpei solel kiroktano. That is an only would construct little feet for a small part to create a small day, so that a small day or you wouldn't put on the regular chair that was big. So you needed something small. So the chair, tunnel had to be placed on feet, so you had to construct small feet, this little idiotam, Havosika Mishkan, Mivashri Samoni, Itzvea Yudis, Shehosko Mivachton, Aisim, Piputin Kiroktamo, Mishpi Solo, Yeroktam. That was Mishpi, we didn't have cream, but you have a similar thing. In other words, Mishpi, we had to be Mivashri Samoni, there were materials, and so on. So sometimes, of course, when they unwashed the samanga materials, so they used a day, but sometimes they unwashed samanim and they didn't want the washing more. They had to a little more. So that little more had to be washed in a small day or a tiny little day. It had to be put on a tiny little kilo, so they had to construct little feet for that little kilo. So that was the mission. That did not exist in the mission. In the mission, they were very prudent and efficient, so whenever they were in Vashel's money, they were in Vashel more than they thought they would need. Because a person who is efficient and prudent would not be something. How many samoni he needs, what size of samoni he needs. He would be much more, so there should be a remnant. So maybe that kind of contingency never allowed him. Elo shechem balabayis, sheyesh le-neked b'dirosei b'seitne. So suppose he has a beer, and this could be today too. Suppose you have a hole in the wall or a hole in the floor, so you have to be safe in it. So even mashri is an important thing. The harosik of the mishkan, shachin keresh, and no foul day. The downo, so matik to see reiter, be safe. Not, it was attacked by not. So, you have to be chasing it. Rasht, mishtech amal nechaludo, amachti, pitpitei. Rabbi Kiro, kini kribazel, shukirin tepet, mamidin hakiro shalchal, mivash nisamon yitzreya, shachosun lafton, shukim, 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 kann das in Hochen und Lieben, Hashirus, Lost, aber die Zinsen, Ella Hakim, Verlust, und Dein und Behese, ist Menschen, am Loch und Dein und Behese, und Menschen, und Mischke. So, Mischke, the people, even the general public, the men and the women, you know, the natives, not the real artists, you know, were involved in Lechus and Mischke. So they also did everything Dein Behese, as Kamala, Kamala, those who are involved in the construction of the Mishkan itself, they certainly acted according to the concept of dynamite. So Rashi says, Tzadik Yisraelim, Meishivo, Mitzadito, Ashim Yisraelim, Shkeber, Kikafoy, Sistadim, Yoke, Yitir, Shom Mitzadito, Nefim Tato, Mishivar, Tzayim, Vahu, Nosuti, Tavdeine, Kosho, Yishu, Kain, Chinko, Yiti. So, in other words, if he puts in an Eben in the card, so he thrusts it in the card, but he doesn't plaster it, he just thrusts it in the card, but it becomes firm by thrusting it. So it's also high, without plasters, without teeth. So, that but makes it in there to hell of the year out of the Jewish Rabbon Chayyim. He said, you can't. Jewish Rabbon means when you build, so you set up one wall of bricks. And then on top of that wall, you set up another brick. So the lowest wall of bricks, that's the Jewish. So Jewish Rabbon, even if one just arranges one layer of Rabbon on top of the other, without pressing, without anything, so it's high, and I was coming with Hamo when you thrust it in the car. So it's certainly high, so there is a spirit, Elo, floated in your car. You have three levels. Tarte, the lower level, Mitzia, the middle level, Bile, and the upper level. You have three levels. Tarte, going to the after. In other words, the lowest level of breaks, let's say, so that requires thrust, not just tracing, let's say, not holding, you just place breaks in the cark and the foundation. So it requires a thrusting together with offer, so then it will hold. Mitzie, what it doesn't require, the lowest level of bricks, the lowest layer of bricks requires thrusting and offer, but not plastering. Mitzia, the middle one, in order to hold, so going on the tine requires thrusting also. In Luye, but the upper layer, so Banocha Daum is to hold. And Tzadik Yisraelim, Mishiv of Tzadik Dachi Tzadik, Kakoi Tzika Bidi and Yope, Tereshu Tzadik Yom Yopim of Tachtar, Mishiv Zohar Tzayim. But who knows the Tzid Amtei Ekoi Shoo, the Eishni Kain Kim Beriti. And they say, so Tzik Chayim Ala Nisar in Porteras of Tzikashe, Dimu Shura Sab Nechaimu, Alme Banoche Baome Chayla Tzulei Tzimi Badifu Mishiv, and Lav Kushe, Tzlot Yonah, Three Layers. You see that the lowermost layer, that's the foundation of the Chemo. You see that Chemo is Tachtish, and she now know all of those deep. We do the Biopo, Kolatzmi, you know, it's at the seven, Shetesh, and Bishop, and we talk, we can all come, we offer some for the same call. So, who are not sure, and we say, I see it, God me, who are you? And I say that, HaChuvalieva going on the Jewel, not Chuvalieva. So it's not on the second one. It's all the middle layers, except that one. Require plastic. The real Vinzeli is not on three dinners. The other one is plastic. Vinzeli is not on three dinners. The first is in late heaven, it's a verho. You have a lot of all the sad of a minister of the AC. Yeah, Satan, if somebody cheats over the so is higher, the question is, and what score is the higher? Is it higher than the score, NA, or is higher than the score of Makiri Kaddish? So the Satan is Mishubat the higher, Rav Oma Mishum Beine, Mishmur Reina Mishum Makiri Kaddish. Now, suppose you make a naked, you go home, Chikikul. So he's naked, the roofs of the gaming, the gaming, the place to go. The rabbi on the ship, the gaming, the shmur, the shmak, the party. Now, a third case. I am ships in the kingdom in Norway, the next, so it has a handle, the wooden handle. So when you thrust the handle into the X into the handle. So why is it higher? And what score? Why do we have to mention the Machlekes and all the three cases? And the same child, the Ashen and Kamai say in the case of Misate. Gayi Kamarad, that is Chayim Mishubayne. Mishubayne, because that's the way you build the house. But you, so you do some work with Kavonik, some male and Misate's. And when you work with Avonim, you have to chill with Avonim. You can't put in the Avonim, use the Avonim in their crude form. You have to shake it, you have to chill it. So that's the Avonim. So, Yishin Kamai Ismaili Kamaranji, the Avonim, the car. Avonim is making himself like him. In the Avonim, the car, those who build the house. What's the usual case of being when you build a house, so they don't view homes. So, like in the Lucha family, then there are being in the Middle East, we are sure and we hold. So, and we walk home. So, the Lucha family, in addition to Misaki, so I would say here there is also a certain resemblance with Binyan. We are showing the whole camaraderie. She is going with Binyan, the Apple Abira. It's not rubbish like Binyan, because Binyan, so when you construct the door or window, so there it's rubbish in Pesach, the Hachmish, the Hachmish, so. But in a in the Yerushalayim building, so the Gemara says, that of Mevor, there is also a resemblance of the Lahachmas Leitz, but not the Lahachmas Leitz like the door. The door, so it's Mamish Lahachmas Leitz. To go in, to go out, to go in, to take out things, but we put in the Yerushalayim building, so the hole that you construct in the coop of chickens, so it's not used to bring in food. The food is not put into that hole. That hole is constructed exclusively for the purpose of allowing air, avir, to come in and heaven, heat to come out. So it's not lahachmas lehitzi by people. It's lahachmas lehitzi of avir, of heaven, of intangible things. It's not like a door where it's lahachmas lehitzi of people or objects. Here, it's not lachmas lehitzi, tangible thing, something that you can see. It's lachmas avir and lehitzi hevel. No one ever saw avir, no one ever saw hevel. So it's not mamish like that being there. But there is a certain resemblance. So the double being, the avla avir, all right, being, and so you may be your. In order to enable people to come in order to people to bring in like tangible objects, masses, loads, and all kinds of things, and to take out. But here is something intangible in order to allow air to come. So it's still going to be a ships in the more. Has no resemblance with Vinya. Veda being cut in the regulation way. He actually will be whole. Whole to the whole commercial way. Like the way ships in the more, so there is no Vinya. Because it's not a Vinya in any way. But in the other two cases, where there is a resemblance to Vinya, so maybe she will be made of us. I will be honest out in the middle of it. Now let's hear Rashi. Mishumai, Eze Tomo, the Sumaki, Patsy Tomo, the Sumaki, 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 the Rashi says, the way I could never order to come out, but it's the same thing. Mishmakni Pati, Shehu, Mam, Lechasau, and the Chikku, only in the Namu, the Chai Mishmakni Pati, and the Pagadu, I will shoot say, if you couldn't be more, shoot say, was it called the Zeno? Ma bohob yishit suba kashkuda shumde mokhay labinu. Now, here Rashi doesn't discuss it, but there is a machlekes Rashi basis that's in all good we have. So in other words, according to Rashi, so the halacha and the beginning implies that the beginning there is no beginning. There is no beginning. According to Rashi, the reason, Rashi doesn't say it here, but Rashi said it in other places, the reason is why, anyway, she mentioned it in the name of Rashi, that the reason is why Shmuel says that by the Satis there is no freedom, and by Ismail, there is no freedom, and by Ismail, there is no freedom, and because in being the Gale, and we pass like Shmuel, in being the Gale, and Rav, because Rav holds the age of the Gale, and those are not worthless. We pass right here and we take things and the cult of Rashi Shike in being the king period. There is no being in the field of being in the king, no matter what kind of professional work that being in the king does. So, still, king man moved on me for things that is in the Rambam, the most machine they say, they tell us how to be the king, but it has its limitations. Only it's in his head, but he is about professional work. So then there is going to be a king. But I will shoot you. No, it's not just involved professional work. And certainly when one makes the whole king, so one constructs the whole king, That's where the Machlekes Rashi takes it. Shlike, when he makes a chodesh, so according to Rashi, even if you make the whole tale, you make the whole tale, so he doesn't involve it. Kim Amuf Jabi, and he takes a shikini, he's not killing an atomic body. Only certain Maishevius, not professional work in Kaylee. So in Kaylee, it's not professional work. But the way it is, so, but in Kaylee, it's not professional work, and it's not, it doesn't involve the making of the Kaylee, so then he doesn't constitute you. The Ramban is also present, I think the Ramban is here. The Ramban says, it's right, that it's not the Kelim HaMushke Ligamu El, not a sense of life. I mean, Gabin's high, we should make peace. And even Fulton, Nora even says that even as a chela, Nora Masia, that even the other one, even the Malachai, and that one time it says, if a woman makes a praise, you know, and Shabbos, so it's high, we should make. So if there is being the Ochlim, the Ochlim are not being the Ochlim yet. And the time is not being the Ochlim. How is it became a being of the Ochlim? That's what I'm saying. Well, it's the Ramban story. It's true. The Odom, they couldn't do it because we have a being in Satsela. The Kim Mamuf got the Ochlim, it's not all right. But the Ochlim is not being the
Ochlim.
Where is the Mokhen? The Torah, I don't know. I don't know, maybe they, I don't know. Yes?
The Kenyan Baudam, it's a Tesha Gemara that it's Daraisa, or is it?
Yeah, in the Matzmiya. In the Matzmiya.
If one holds Daraisa, or is it?
Matzmiya, it's one second. That Tadi Kei, on the Dabba. The Gela is the first one. So in other words, being a Mishayah, a human being. Right. Going to be a most variation of the other kinds of Sabbath, and Shemana Chayyah, and Firefall Yechon. So, we didn't answer it verbally, but they certainly demonstrated after the other. So he put his fist on Rav Moshe Bar Eishiya's end, and that was the signal. So Mishmati Lukash, in other words, when you hold the hammer, so you hold the hammer like this, and you start bending. So here he put, he made his fist and put it on his hand. That symbolized Magyarash. Why do we have to do that for that? Why couldn't we see Magyarash? I don't understand. The Magyarash, I don't know. After the Magyarash, we shall have to match the party. But none of the Satins, they are Magyarash party. I mean, I don't like to discuss it. It's not part of the Gemara. That might be as a didactic, might have a didactic motive. So when you teach a Talmud, try to do this verbally, you might forget. I don't think that it wasn't an issue, it was likely to forget, but since it has to be done in connection with certain Talmud, so in order not to embellish the weak Talmud, so he did it to everybody. So if you teach, you tell me many times, you tell me verbally, you can mention it to him 10 times, he'll forget. But if you do something like this, something strange, he'll always remember. He'll never forget. So you didn't have to do it with the most valid, and most valid he doesn't remember. But since he had to do it with Victor, maybe some melee, He had to do it with the most barish also. This is how the Chaim HaLoshon explains. So the Shaftim Revisen, the Pasuk in Malachi, in the Torah of Shazagot, the Shaftim Revisen, the Tzadim Kir Hoshe, the Evei Delchim Loyalom. So, Bar-Hei-Hei, it was Eskira, Haime Tzadik, Haime Delchim, Haina Oshe Haina Loyavon. So I did not in Malachi mention Shafim Ovisem Bitzadik Le Oshe and made it to achieve the reality of salvation, which is the purpose of the thing. So here ends the hey. So I think hey, I mean Bach, I mean strange names, I mean word in that Bach. So the Sefer HaKadosh says that they are both Gael. So a Gael is considered like the son of Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu, the hey was added to his name. So they called them hey, and then Bach, Gael and Gael, 2 + 3. Is equal to 5 days. So that's the Sefer HaKadosh. It's not a Hasidic Torah, it's the Sefer HaKadosh. Sefer HaKadosh is Rabbi Shimshin Jim. That's a Sefer on the Yigimu Yiddish Atel Vash. It's a whole Sefer on the glowing of Yigimu Yiddish Atel Vash. It's one of the daily origin. So this is how he explains the thing. But anyways, how do we know? We have in Jeff Waters, we have in Barba. Here we have been here. So he has a kasha. Haine tzadik, haine elokim, haine rosh, haine leavare. So here it says, eivit elokim, leavare, kabaye tzadik in the world. Our eivit bine, shene pirake, meyo tomi, ni shene pirake, meyo zeachas. So eivit elokim is the one who rehearses Kishia, Hampton, Longfellows. We are one is one who rehearsed Kishia on the Hampton. So it's a very strange development. How can it be explained? In other words, two Talmud, one Talmud, both Talmud, she mentions Talmud, but one Talmud rehearses Kishia 100 times. It's about somewhere. I wonder whether there is any Talmud today in any Shia in the world who does that, who rehearses the Shia every day on the Bible. So it involves a lot of idea to rehearse the Shia 100 times every day. It involves tremendous amount of work. So he is an alien, he's a Sadhguru kind of person, but he's not considered a Shia. But if he rehearses the Shia 1 extra time, then he gets a new title, a Nobel Prize. He gains every delicate. And how he does this, how kind of Oregon says something remarkable, which is the true job. He says, his man has out, he talks in his account, so he goes also to learn the Hazal. He goes also to learn the Hazal. So he couldn't teach anybody the way we do today. We have to be more open and we learn. So it has to be open. Some may laugh. We have to memorize. But here, we couldn't, study from the south. There was no such thing as snow. So every time we had to work hard to remember the year. Remember the year. Now there was something even more photographic memories. They heard the Shia once, they remembered it. They could repeat it today. And then there were good students who were relatively dumb and who wouldn't remember it by hearing it once and by rehearsing it twice. So the Chachamim were the Shia. How many times does the dumbest student possibly conceive have to rehearse in order to remember it today? So the Chachamim determined that the dullest student, if he rehearses the Shia, who has the poorest memory. So it's not a question of dull in grasping, it's a question of dull in memory, it's a separate power. So the Chachamim determined that the student with the poorest memory possible, if he rehearses the Shia 100 times, will remember it for the suffering. Creation will rise to post things more nice. To say, oh, you have a poor memory. You have to rehearse the Shia 100 times. You are a genius. You have a photographic memory. You don't have to rehearse it altogether. That would be very unethical. So the Chachamim are misaki that every time, even if he has a photographic memory, he has to rehearse his Shia like the student in the course. Otherwise, can't say, I remember it, why should I waste my time? So, that was the answer. Of course, the Talmidim is not Chazal, but had the same kind of approach like the students today, who have a big demonstration against all the Talmidim, such injustice imposed of such a hardship upon the genius, that in order not to insult the dumb student who has a poor memory, so he should be arrested. But in those days, fortunately, there was no spirit of activism, you know, and among the Talmud Chachamim and among the students, of course, there was no demonstration, no revolt, nothing, no singing strikes, nothing. So that was the conduct. So in other words, that was the conduct. That somebody wants to be a member of this Medrash, so he has to rehearse 100 times. And if he didn't rehearse 100 times, he didn't know the genius. And therefore, no, he was expelled from this Medrash. He got an F. That was the reason for getting an F. So mainly, every student in this Medrash had to rehearse 100 times. Because that was a requirement. He would be expelled from this method. But there were certain point who were not satisfied with doing getting the person done. They wanted to work harder than what they required. So he got out half an hour later to rehearse it one more time. So he's in the middle. But those students who are only interested in fulfilling the requirements, they can't be telling you no. But they are not able and cheap. So that's why I mentioned, why do I get up in tangent? Because why did Rabbi Yochanan act so strangely? So strangely, I mean, instead of telling him Makri Fatis, he made a fist and he grabbed his hand and he put his fist. And the Muslim Aresha, he didn't have to do it on the Muslim Aresha. The Muslim Aresha would remember it anyway, even if he didn't demonstrate to him, you know, in concrete images. But he had to do it from weak onwards, and he made a tradition in the Irish. The weak onwards, he did it from the Muslim Aresha also. Same as the Prime Aresha says, you know. In the day, machine appear again. May a bomb machine appear again. Nearby. But, man, and satis and makritas. So it seems on the Mishnah that it's different things, me satis makritas. Anyway, so Rabbi said, how me satis and makritas. So in other words, Rabbi Yechanan agrees with Shmuel. Because Rab says, Mishumane Chayev, Mishumane. And Shmuel says nothing about it. And Rabbi Yechanan says the same thing as Shmuel. Toshma, HaKideach Kol Shehu Chayev, if one bore the whole, in Mashi Yisrael, Yishleinu Lerab, Merzeh Kinan, Yichor Chumut HaLibiyone, Elu Yishmuel, Lab Man Lochim, so I come to Rab. But we should be less sorry. HaKideach Kol Shehu Chayev, because in the opinion also, you sometimes go home, you want to commit, let's say, handle on the door, I mean, so you go home. So it's not clear. But Shmuel is not high in Shmuel. Makipatish means Mamloche, finishing touch. Since when is going home, the finishing touch and the on the contrary, usually when you go home, that's the first stage in the inside. It's not the final thing in the world. No, we should allow our people to go across the world. It does a piramse in the house. We shall come to Gabe, the Heinrich Mannmann. In other words, there is a case when you take the hail and you thrust it. And you thrust it, let's say, in the... You flush, you bore a hole, you lose the nail, you bore a hole, and you leave the nail. so that it can be used for hanging up clothes. So that's the definition touch. So there is a case where it can be the definition touch. The Hanuman, the Rashi, Hakdiach Badiach Masmalis, who threw Yosef or Malis or Naki, Pishlin Ramad, or Nekev, Abedin, and I'm doing other culture now. And I'm doing Chikidiach Achu, Chachute, Kodiachu, and I'm doing Nekev, and I'm doing Nekev, and I'm doing Nekev, and I'm doing Nekev, Conversation with this thing, love Namlok, if it doesn't bar, the Ramsey Pazer, the Master of Ukshan Pazer, the Shakke, the Gabay, so, in a listless, not listless. In other words, he leaves it there so that it could be used for hanging things on it. Zapa, Suyamai, Asir, Tochak, Pizer, the Kabay. In other words, the given God who have only locked the cab, cock, locked the cab, cock, solishly, that of his was lazy, Yasin County. Suppose usually people bore a hole of a solishly, and he was hating only less than solishly. So he's destined to make it larger. So I could say some melee is not higher because it's not destined to remain that way. He said some people, they are satisfied with the cock of less than children. I mentioned that when we discussed it. I got it, this Mishnah, Hamak and Kronis. So the Rambam says, and it seems other Rishayim will agree with the Rambam, Ein Aloha Yav Shin Bamiya. Shin Bamiya says, Amakir Bikunas, Rizabi, Yishak Shiloch Echaye, Yishak Shiloch Echaye, but Ein Aloha Yav Shin Bamiya, Lado Yitani Kami Yisrael, Yitani Kami Yisrael, so Mimei Odei Kasla Yitani Kami. But the Miri says, Ein Aloha Yav Shin Bamiya, apparently, the Miri holds that it's very more every time the Kabbalah says it, what the Rambam says, the Kirsh HaMishne, in this first Mishne, the Rabbi Shin Gamil said it, Kamaki Bikonis Rasad, Akhoshi Shalim, Kal Shin Godom, Rabbom, שעורית רק ומלאכים ומשוחיים, ובתנאי שהגיע הכל בשסלולות, ובדי שכך ליסן רפוך, ומחרושי עבר זרחום הרביס, יעקו עבר זרחום יצאו בין הרסד, הכל ושתיים מטילי צעקו, ומסק מייסי צעקו לסקולו, ואין הלוכה כמאי זה, אין הלוכה כמאי זה, מסבת מין, ותאם מספק על השיטה, I call it, what do you do? He strikes with the hammer on the enemy. Rabbi's got a riot, and he shall hammer you see your day. The words, but what we do, because he trains himself by striking the hammer on the enemy, he trains himself. That will be a good smith, a good worker. So, because you may ask them, how do you listen to Shabbos? We go up to the Kaya, so if somebody reads a book, let's say, in mathematics or in engineering, and becomes a great expert in mathematics or in engineering, he should have a Kaya, how can you say so? Now, by the road, the young of Abai, Shechem, the rabbi, they pass in which to know he's thinking. The Smiths used to do it. Kaya, I'm all correction, but the name of Abai, the Rashi discussed that question. The همین خبرنگ‌های حقوی مطلقه مکسیل و مکا و مکا تمام Now, we have to understand what was the Habab Habib Habib said it's very strange to say that in Muhammad they hold that Khazulis and Chapsa somebody believe a mathematics group or a chemistry group and become very knowledgeable in chemistry to the extent of getting a new job some many of the Khaizman Tinkansil should be such is of it right now Tinkansil so true that Nei Rachbe made an analogy with Chosen Yusin Shatz so the name just as you will definitely can see that if somebody is holding this in Shamsa, so he's not Hajmaratati, so he should make it that when he's making Kosh Vashadu, even though he's Mehamines Yodari, so it's not, he doesn't involve Makil Kati. But Abdurabis held for a moment that there is a difference, there is a distinction between Chosalunis and Shabse and Namiya. Rashi says, Namiya of Margilom and Mechavnon La Koye, Hogulo, Miloho, Makon Deilo, and Makon Tano. So you see how it's different. Because in order to use the hammer properly, it can make all kinds of bends on the angle or on the plane. Sometimes you may have very firm bend so they can break the plate of the angle too, and sometimes you make a very weak bend so you can accomplish anything. So, and you have to know exactly how to hold them in order to make the proper bend and the particular plate in there. I mean, the kind of thing you have to make on one plate, if the plate is a thin plate, like not there, the Rashi mentioned there at the edge, so you have to make one thing. If it's a very thick plate of metal, you have to make another thing. And you have to know how to hold the hammer, where to put the thumb, where to put the other fingers, and so on. And each hammer requires different kinds of bending, and different kinds of manipulations. You can't make the same thing on every hammer. So in other words, makili patish is only when you do a finishing touch on a certain cable. But by being makili kumas lasatun, he trains himself to make the proper bend on the particular angle with this particular hand. So melee with this hakoye becomes that's like the finishing touch on this particular hammer. And how to make the game with this particular hammer. Another hammer you must be. Yes to have, yes to manipulate differently, yes to hold it differently. Here yes to hold the hammer, the thumb on this edge of the hammer. And the other fingers. And this is another hammer might require a different kind of manipulation. So in other words, it's considered, according to Rabindranath, it's considered like the finishing touch on this particular hammer. Because you have to adjust the bend to the particular hammer. So once he learns how to adjust the bend to a particular hammer, so that's considered according to Rabbi Bradley. At first, it's considered for Rabbi Bradley as a finishing touch, as a non-lochan hammer. Because it's not you learn something, how to do it generally, in every case. When you read a book, so then you learn chemistry. So you know how to do it. When you read a book in medicine, so you learn medicine. You know how to cure what kind of a medicine to prescribe for a certain sickness. But here you have to learn how to manipulate with this hammer. And with this Hakoya Bekatish, so there's the finishing touch where he learns how to manipulate this particular hammer. Another hammer requires a different kind of manipulation. So maybe Rabbi Yitzchak at first held the debt involved number. Oh, but they said no. The Rabbi Yitzchak has a you are a pass. Pass gets the plate. The achas lasadim and the envelope. The achim kakones. So he got her pass. So he got bowing and they are being commanded. Well, he says, you know, the question is, that's what we discuss sometimes over here. And then, according to Rashi, he's according to Rashi Bamir, and the only commanders of Shem, except the Miri, so only Rashi Bamir says, but the other time we're in a hurricane, we're going to pass the light of Shinka. So, he's hiring Shumaki Kaddish. Now, there are three objects involved. The animal, the task, and the plate, and the hammer. So he's hiring Shumaki Kaddish because of Mamaloch and the animal, or because of Mamaloch and the metallic plate, or because of Mamaloch and the corners. And the corners, the hammer, the edge. So, from Rashi's Loshim, it's Mashim. Asiki Mashim Gimel Atas. The Achas Lasadim Lehach Lekakos. Then, because as a result, Shalom Yivaka Atas, Shudak, Yivali Mabeya, Vim Kineinu, Volisi Asiki. So, in another Rashi, he also says it like Rashi, because the Mili, the Mitzvah, Sharam, he won't say the Hachlika comes. So it seems that he's considered Mamaloch and not Amdela. And because the envoy is already shaped properly. The envoy is shaped properly. He has been using the envoy for years maybe. He doesn't have to do a finishing touch on the envoy. And the metallic plate itself, he Rashi says, Makin Gimu are task in metallic plates. The Achaz Lasad and so on. The fact that he strikes with the hammer and the anvil, that certainly does not constitute the finishing touch and power plate. No connection. So he does it in order to be sucking the corners, because when you use the hammer constantly, so it develops Guinness. And always becomes crooked. Certain edges become crooked. It develops humus, and if it develops humus, it can break the anvil and the metallic plate. It can break it. So he wants to preserve the hammer, that the hammer should be devoid of humus. In other words, it's like a sheikh. It constantly has to remove the humus. The humus from the chalice. So here is a better way of removing the human, the mere sensor explicit there. In other words, by striking on the sudden, so that's a way to remove the Guinness. And if he doesn't remove the Guinness, so then it will ultimately split the metallic weight if it has Guinness. So in other words, so now if it will, but it's not considered as the Mamaloche in the metallic plate. Because as far as the metallic plate is concerned, it's only Mias breaking, not Mamaloche. It does something. But it's considered the Mamaloche in the hammer. Because the hammer has to be endowed with full potential. What does it mean, full potential? If it has that kind of potential, that you will strike the hammer on the thin metallic plate, you will split the metallic plate, then it doesn't have the potential. It has the potential if it can do it without splitting the metallic plate. So, and if it can do it at the risk of splitting the metallic plate, the metallic plate, then it means it's not endowed with the potential. See, if you crack the hammer, cannot do its function. So by striking upon the anvil and removing the bitterness, he thereby preserves the full potential of the anvil. So Mele is higher Bishmak and Kaddish. Kaddish. So that's a thing of it. What's wrong with it? So why you can come here? So the meal is there. The Kanchan is not even here. But the Rambam is there, the Kanchan is there, and the Kanchan is there. It seems maybe the Shem would be the Rambam. That he's not Chal. Why is he Chal Shemak of Chal? So I think if we say, not like Chal, that the Chil of Chal Kaddish is only Shai, when we do it next, the finishing touch once for good, then there is a Chil Mak Kaddish. But if you do it, if you have to do it every day, so then, like one in the watch, that's coming. So then there is no fear of market advantage. So we have to, because the same way as Sheikh, he constantly has to remove the penis and the power. Because he constantly develops penis and he constantly, every time he shakes, he has to remove the penis. If he shakes several behemoths, so then it's very likely that he will develop Guinness, because all Guinness. So Melee, it's not once for good. So Melee, there's no fear of market. Now, and the king of the other holds that even if you do something that is not once for good all the time, but you constantly have to do it, like winding the watch that starts, so also in God's mind, the people pass now. How we'll explain it according to the day, we have to say that the Miri will agree with the Shite of the Chayodom, the Mishnasodom. No, there is still a difference. The Miri, in explaining the Mishneh, Kozak, Raul, Kozak, Raul, and Lachton, and Skayemes, the Shabbos Chayet, so he says the same thing as Rashi, that the Kameh has to be placed. He doesn't say use of expression, but that's what he means. The Kama is to be placed after Miskayemes. It's not Vlach in Miskayemes the Shabbos. Why not? Why couldn't the Kama be placed after the Shabbos? Because the year is to be placed like the year is, not like the Shabbos. In other words, if you have to do it all the time every day, so then you can learn how to do it. Only when you do it so bad, it's a good thing. Not that you do it every day. So, if she writes it here, you constantly have to do it every day. So, and he asks me, he says, I love it, you know, I don't know what to do there. So, obviously, there is a difference between winding the watch and this. Because when you wind the watch, so you have to do it every day, not because the watch becomes broken, because that's the way the watch works. You have to constantly wind it every day, you have to wind it. Nothing becomes broken. But here, we are missing.